Yeah, Steve felt at the end of the season that he'd broken into the team, and obviously our young players are on low money when they first start. James had got into the first team and done well, and I think he felt that he deserved recognition for that. And James is a terrific lad who, there's no messing around. He signed his contract and ready to go onwards and upwards when he comes back from his injury.
Yeah, where is he now?
He's a few weeks away still, but he's recovering quicker than anticipated, because his attitude in the gym and with his rehab is excellent. So still a little bit of time, but he's getting closer.
How good can he be, James? You've seen him come through. Where'd you put him?
He's like a lot of Crewe Alexandra players. You get the one-off Nick Piles every so often, which we keep mentioning. You don't get many of them, but you get a lot of, at our level, you get a lot of players like an Ashley Westwood, a Luke Murphy, a Matt Tootle, players who improve year on year because of the work they're doing, the effort they put in and the training they're getting. And they've become to a level that can play higher than the one they're in at the moment. I think James is in that category at the moment. He's got to make sure he's good enough for our team first. There's no rush, but if he keeps improving, he can play at a good level.
And fingers crossed, if they can all keep fit, it's a nice competition in there, isn't it? Once Billy Bingham's got himself back from his injury, and adding James Jones into there to the other three, you've got some quality players.
Yeah, I think the boys we've brought in have added some good football to the group. Billy, Foxy and Kingy. Kingy's adding goals, which is excellent. We've not had goals from midfield for a long while. And Chris Atkinson has been a real plus, having, probably by his own admission, not had a great season the season before due to injury and a little bit of form. He's been terrific. So we've got the four plus James, the five. So that's that gives good competition for places, and I think that can only be a good thing.
You mentioned Adam King, three goals. Is that something that's come as a surprise to you once you've brought him here, or did he have a bit of an eye for a goal?
You never quite know what you're getting when you get the lone players in, but we thought that's what he was, a midfield player that can help with the moves but can get forward. He's got good energy and can get in the box. Whether he'll continue the run that he's on at the moment, that'd be terrific if he did, because that will help his career as well as our football club. But we knew what we were getting as regards his football. The goals have been an added bonus.